أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين فرقوا دينهم وكانوا شيعا لست منهم في شيء، إنما أمرهم إلى الله ثم ينبئهم بما كانوا يفعلون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 160 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the different signs that were demanded from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the real and true sign, and that is the coming of the angel of death and then the day of Qiyamah. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who had deviated insofar as the deen is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَرَّقُوا دِينَهُمْ. Certainly those who deviated from their deen, وَكَانُوا شِيَعَا, and they had become many factions. لَسْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should have no concern with regards to them. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Certainly their matter is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we looked at the previous religions, the Yahud, the Nasara, we had found that initially they had been on Siratul Mustaqim. They had followed the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then after the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, or sometimes even in the life of the Nabi of Allah, they had deviated from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The Christians, we find it more glaring that they broke up into different factions after Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu was salam was lifted up and ascended into the skies. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand makes mention about all of them, and this is one very, very important aspect for all of us. When we say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, we should remember that all of them started on صراط المستقيم and then they deviated. Allah Ta'ala keep us on صراط المستقيم. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala take us on this world also on صراط المستقيم. Then came the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is making reference to this ummah also, like we find in the very famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this ummah will follow the previous umam. The previous ummahs were then divided into 72 factions, and this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be divided into 73 factions. All of them in the fire of Jahannam except one. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum inquired from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is that one? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man ana alayhi wa ashabi, that group and that faction that will remain on my path and the path of the sahaba, that is of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to Siddiqa Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, O mother, he said to her that people will be on deen and then they will deviate. And how they will deviate? They will deviate by bringing about innovations into our deen. And by innovating in the deen, they will then divide themselves and then they will separate themselves into different factions. First, shaitan keeps a person away from iman. And then if a person brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaitan casts doubt in a person. That shubahat that will come with regards to deen, and doubt can also take a person out of deen. But sometimes a person is able to survive the doubts and he remains steadfast. Then the next ploy of shaitan is for us to innovate and to bring ways that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had not commanded us to do, and then that is the result of us leaving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Irbaz ibn Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given some very moving advice, And after that moving advice, or whilst he was giving the advice, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to tear. And then the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to increase that advice. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those of you that live after me, he will see a lot of differences. And then the Sahaba were advised by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين. Hold on to my sunnah and hold on to the way of life of the Khulafa Rashidin, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Hold on to it very tightly. That is going to give you najat and that is going to emancipate you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the different factions insofar as deen is concerned. And then, لَسْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْهُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you should not concern yourself with regards to them. You had come, you had given this group, you had given this ummah the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then those that deviated in the past and those that deviate now, there should be no concern with regards to them. إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُمْ إِلَى اللَّهِ Certainly their affair is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their matter lies with Allah. فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ And then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inform them of what they did, their actions and their deeds. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from all of this. Allah ta'ala keep us on sirat mustaqim. Allah ta'ala keep us firm on the path of Allah, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khulafa'i Rashidin and the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.